show business like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they've hung a star. Let's go.
So you guys get hyped? Is there hype music to
yeah, it gets us turned on like when whatchamacallit came out with Sandman, Enter Sandman, when Rivera come up with Enter Sandman for the Yankees.
Well, it's also like you went to high school with Ethel Merman too, so you took her to her prom.
Huh?
Ethel Merman, you took her to her prom.
Because I'm old?
Yeah, because you're old. You're like, can you believe Arizona's...
I was telling a story when I fell, almost broke my arm on the subway, like last week. It was brutal.
Trey was
Brandon. I was switching from the 34th to the path.
Oh, fuck.
Little set of stairs. I was like, I heard the train, so I was like, I gotta get that fucking train because I had to pick up my son. But anyway, so I wiped out pretty bad. I still can't fucking shave. I shaved once since then. But anyway, so I was telling a bouncer at the Comedy Cellar. And, you know, we're friends or whatever. Jason's his name. We're friends or whatever. Then he goes, I'm sure everybody was thinking like, oh, look at this old man just fell. I'm like, wait, I'm an old
Anyone
man.
Anyone help you? No, no one helped you.
People did help me.
Oh, really?
No, they didn't help me. One guy goes, stay down. They're like, are you okay? Then another guy goes, stay down.
I feel like that guy like, pushed him. Like,
there's more shooters out there. Stay down. So I think he meant like, don't rush up because then maybe you're going to fall over.
You know how fragile you were.
Yeah, they didn't know if I was dizzy, if I was going to, you know. I mean, it was kind of because even when I was getting up, I was like, oh, mother of God. Like, I was disoriented. I thought for a second I was funny.
Yeah.
I had a successful career.
Anybody who I know who is... you know, of a certain age, there's always like an inciting incident in their life where they realize that they're old. Like my friend was taking his kids ice skating, yeah, and he fell down ice skating and he shattered his hip.
Oh, shit. To like, yeah, but you shouldn't ice skate.
Well, yeah, especially after 12.
Right, unless you're sucking some guy's dick.
There's no way. Way you should ice skate like ever. At a certain age, if you're over, like, unless you're trying to get laid,
that's what I was gonna say. Like, unless you're on a date or something like that, you shouldn't be.
Yeah, like my kids sometimes want to ice skate. Luckily, there's no place to ice, but there was a place down at World Trade Center 2 years ago, and the ice skating rink was like watery. It was a shitty rink. But my daughter's like, I want to do it, so they let her do it, and it was. But she's just holding the thing, you know. And I could skate better than that, but I don't want to do it, you know.
Yeah. And ever since he broke his hip, he's like 56 or whatever, and he's like kind of like now he like he's kind of old now, like his hip hurts.
Kind of old.
Yeah. Like, you know, like, well, how old are you?
I'm 32, but I had a colonoscopy 2 years ago. So
did
I'm
you really.
Yeah, I'm because like they were trying to figure out what's wrong with like my body and shit. Like I was having this thing where I can't like. When I take a piss, uh-huh, I always have like some after drip and shit, and it might be a prostate issue.
Girlfriend,
aren't you supposed to have some after? But you are having, you were too young to be having after drip.
Yeah, they're just like, yeah.
Even now, I sometimes I'll piss. I'll sit on the seat. Like in the morning, I'll sit on the seat and piss just because it's easier. I'll still get up and I'll still have after drip. I'm like, what the fuck has to happen?
You have to do the thing where you push behind your balls to get that little reservoir of urine out.
But what if my son's not there to do it for me?
He's always available, trust me. We do it on Skype. Yeah. So anyway, so were you pissing, like, was it messing your pants up a little
bit? Yeah, it was like fucking standing and shit. Like, it was just like embarrassing, you know? Yeah. I'm trying to get blown and shit, you know? Like, I can't have pee-pee stains and fuck.
Okay. Yeah.
I got like a whole 5-minute bit about this because it was like that fucked up. And like the doctor's like, yeah, there's actually no medical term for this shit. Like, you just...
You have a wide urethra? Is it so wide? It's called Urethra Franklin?
I knew it was going to be.
That's gold. Dead on the best of.
Oh, my God.
You have a big dick hole?
Yeah, but you're married now, right? So
yeah, yeah.
Does your wife care about it?
No, no. I mean, we've been together for 8 years. I've had the drip for, like, at least 4.
Is it fixed?
No, it's still like they couldn't do anything. They were like, yeah, you just gotta relieve all the tension. So like they were like, take down your underwear on one of your fucking ankles to relieve, because you know, like usually when you take a piss, like you have like your pants around your
thighs.
Yeah,
sure, sure. Yeah,
you gotta be
put it all the way down by my ankles to fully relieve all the tension. I'm like, doc, what the fuck? I work in education during my day job. I can't like have my ass out and shit.
People walk in and you're at the urinal with your pants down.
I can't do that.
Talk about hanging with Mr. Cooper.
I hate these puns so much. I hate them so much.
Well, like Mr. Pooper.
You've been doing so good, man.
No, they can't. You've they can't fix it. They can't fix it, right?
No. So, but then they wanted to make sure it wasn't a prostate issue, so they did a quick colonoscopy and all that shit.
That's a quick colonoscopy. They, like, well, an express colonoscopy. Well,
first, they put their fingers in, did an exam that way, and then they were like, just to be sure, let's like schedule you. That
should check your prostate and your colonoscopy.
Yeah. And my colon. Yeah. Everything.
Yeah, the colonoscopy is nasty. I did that once. I'm supposed to do it again, but.
You should do it every year after 50.
You're not. No, you're supposed to do it every 10 years. But my brother had colon cancer, so let's do it every 5 years. Huh?
Is he all right?
Hey, he's just doing fine. I'm just laughing because he's the only one that takes really good. He, like, runs all a lot. He had two heart attacks.
Some of those fuckers.
Colon cancer. I have another brother that's, like, obese. He weighs, like, 350 pounds. And he's like, see? See? He just keeps, every time something asks my brother Joe, he goes, see?
Yeah. If you run past a checkers.
How different do all you guys look? Like,
we used to
brothers.
Look more alike. Peter always, the fat one, always looked a little different. We said he was adopted from a Chinese laundromat. And my parents played along, and he like literally became the black sheep of the family.
Don't you mean the yellow sheep?
Yeah. So it just goes to show, like, if you make a kid an outsider, he'll basically adopt the whatever you make him. You know, if you say a girl's a whore, she'll be like, all right, I'm a whore. Why not? You know.
So your brother, the big fat one, just was like, all right, fuck it, I'm just gonna.
Oh, yeah. My parents played along. They said they dropped him on a doorstep. We took him in. He didn't have blue eyes like the rest.
Was
of
he
the
in
kid.
The spectrum? Like, was he like the middle child, like middle-ish, or
the sixth
out of nine? Right.
10.
Fuck, what the dwarves? What?
So we're the sixth of 10, so he was always like on the outside, you know. And now it's just he lives near my mom. He doesn't really talk to her. If he gives her a card, he drives by the house and puts it in the
postage
mailbox.
I get it.
My grandparents did something. My grandmother, her family did something like that with their youngest sibling. He was like 15 year difference, and so they were like convincing him, like, yeah, we found you in the fucking poultry section of the grocery store, and the parents were in on it and everything. Like, it wasn't until he was like 12 that he realized, like, oh, I'm actually like fucking real member of this family.
Did he become like an outsider in his own family?
Oh yeah, he was fucking, yeah, he's a little weird. Yeah.
Well, the poultry section, I'm guessing thighs because of the dark meat.
I thought you were gonna say that would be foul.
You're a little unstable tonight.
That's foul play if the parents play along.
Oh, jeez.
I forgot that you work in education. Are you a teacher?
Manager of teachers and shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And shit. You said and shit?
And shit, yeah.
Like, you're like, hey.
Because at work, I'm so formal and stuff like that. It's good. Like, that's why I love doing podcasts. I can, like, in comedy, I can just relax. Sure. And
can you get in trouble for stuff you say in a podcast?
I haven't yet. I mean, to be fair, the bosses of, like, my company, they, like, knew I did comedy when I first was interviewing. Like, they brought up some shit that Mike Brown and I did, like, years ago. And I was like, okay, I don't know what this is supposed to have to do with the interview, but they all know I do comedy, so.
Something that you did that they might have been offended by?
No, but, I mean, you could look up everything I've done. I mean, if I haven't gotten fired from my movie podcast, then nothing's going to happen to me.
Now, hold on, but do you work for a private company? Yeah. So is it for private schools?
Yeah, it's like a for-profit educational institution.
Okay, like a
in New Jersey?
Oh, no, it's downtown Manhattan.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
That's about all I'm going to say about that. Cause,
yeah, we'll leave it alone. But, you
know, motherfuckers.
Why are you dressed like you just came from gym class?
He looks like an extra from Roadhouse.
Pain ain't nothing but a feeling. Can I tell you a funny story about this shirt?
I hope this is.
It's a good story about this. Because I'm from Baltimore originally. I'm going to brag. God. But if you can
see. Baltimore on the 18th.
Oh, oh yeah. Look at you. McGoobies, is that what it's called?
No, City Comedy Brewery or some shit.
Great.
Yeah.
Bring a bulletproof vest.
Where? Where is it?
I don't know. My boy Gordon got me the gig, so.
So, like. There's a, my mother, I grew up in Baltimore City proper.
Mother,
watch me dance. Mother, I know all the dance moves now, mother. But so my mother moved from the house where she lived to a house, and that across the street from her house, a place called Ocean Pride. See this little stupid thing?
Yeah.
And they had this giant neon sign of like a crab with a chef's hat, because crabs are big in Baltimore, which you'll find out. Well, I'm sure he's taking a nice hotel. Crabs in the bed sheets and things of that nature.
I think that's bed bugs. I think you get crabs in fucking Ohio.
I think you can get it from a toilet seat, right?
No.
That's like the 5-year-old.
A Filipino ladybug, I'll tell you that. Shave down, Hop Sing. So basically, I go, so there's this.
I got you. We should just, you should just write for all Hangover movies. Everything you say is like out of like a little snippet from a Hangover movie, except it's not. But that's how you live your life.
You see like that weird Adam Sandler character that just hangs out by the pool?
Yeah.
Saying,
you can do it.
Yeah.
So anyway, so they had this huge neon sign. It has this thing. It's sort of this iconic Baltimore graphic. So my mom first moved to the house like 3 years ago. She bought. I said, let's all go have crabs. My tree will all go have crabs. So we go over there, crabs, a lot of fun, whatever. You get shitty drunk and eat and whatever. Leave, and they have this big merch table. And they have, like, pint glasses, and they have, like, you know, shirts from that, oh, fuck. What's the Baltimore company that makes the clothing? The
Ripken. Oops.
No, not Cal Ripken. That's good, though. No, they're like the wick. They wick the sweat off you. It's a shirt kind
Under Armour.
Under Armour, thank you. So they have these Under Armour shirts. They're blue, and they have the yellow crab. They say Ocean Pride. It's like these really cool-looking shirts. And so as I was leaving, I said, let me get a couple pint glasses and one of those Under Armour shirts, blah, 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 $30 shirt. So I leave the place, right? And I go, I forget about everything. I put it in my luggage. I go back to New York. I open it up. This is the shirt I bought. Look at the back. It says kitchen.
You bought a staff shirt?
I bought like a shirt they give the dishwasher. I don't know how it happened, but
you should sell that in your gay for pay.
Now $5 off.
Kitchen.
Yeah, just kitchen on the back of every shirt. But anyway,
it's kind of cool. Kitchen. Yeah. I work in
last,
the kitchen.
I mean, Monday I was in a 3-piece suit. You know, yeah. Today I'm wearing my kitchen
full of
shirt.
Surprises.
Yeah.
Like it's a collector's item. It's like you and five Mexicans
shirt.
Have that shirt.
I wore it there, and then one of the guys was like,
"You could
like,
just sell it to a guy coming over the border. Right. Hey, kitchen. He's ready to go.
Yeah, he's gainfully employed. Let him in."
No, they're all black people in Baltimore.
Where are you headed for? The kitchen.
Right. The steamers are black guys, big fat black guys. But the guy like saw me in my shirt. He was like, "Hey," he's like, "You ever work here?" I was like, "I went to NYU."
All right, go ahead, caller, because I want to talk about this anyway.
What do you got, Michael?
Go Jackson, ahead, caller.
Pack of lies. Hello, caller. Oh boy,
he hung up.
Hey, OVO Cool Cat here.
Hey, buddy.
OVO's been on fire on Twitter.
He's sick.
Oh, yes. Bring the motherfucking ruckus.
Oh, boy.
What do you got, buddy?
Okay. Have you guys seen that Leaving Neverland rant yet?
No, but I wanted to talk about it since Brandon's here. I want to see like how black people are feeling about Michael Jackson.
Well, he's not black anymore anyway.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? It was like R. Kelly. I'm trying to figure out like...
I can give up R. Kelly, though. Michael Jackson, man. I was just telling the guys outside. Like, I can't give up fucking Billie Jean and Thriller and stuff. But you can't just
you
like...
You can't give it up?
You can't just like wipe that away. I mean, we all knew when the 90s he was fucking these kids. Like, what's the surprise?
Yeah, we work for Anthony Cumia, so we're fine with any of that.
Listen. No, but if you're hanging out with somebody else's kids for a long time, then you're probably doing something with it because kids are annoying. I've said that before. Kids are annoying. So unless they're your kids, you don't want them around.
Absolutely.
So like if you're Jerry Sandusky, where like he said he loves kids. Kids are annoying, and so if you're hanging out with like somebody, especially of your same sex as you. You're probably fucking them if you have any leverage over them. So, yeah, everybody thought Michael Jackson was up to... The problem with me is, like, I drop off once they start, like, weird shit. Mm-hmm. Like, when Woody Allen was fucking his daughter, I don't care how it played out. I was just like, You know what? Like, I was a really big Woody Allen fan. Then I'm like,
You just stopped watching.
Just
movies.
Like, you know, it's just because it's like, you got to understand, Woody Allen could fuck anybody. Like, he's fucking Diane Keaton, and she was, like, crazy hot back in the day. Sure. She still looks pretty good, but she was, like, in Manhattan and Annie Hall. She was crazy hot. Although every woman wanted to, like, they all dress like her then, because I was going through college in 1964.
Sure, exactly.
Jesus Christ.
That's when I started dating. No, but I'm sure everybody.
World War II, like.
I'm sure everybody in New York, I'm sure all the women in New York dress like that. They all dress like Annie Hall or Diane Keaton. With the tie, and they're all fucking metrosexual. So for him to go like, you know what, now I'm going to fuck my daughter. He just loses credibility with me. You know what I mean? So
even the movies that he like directed and wrote but wasn't in. Because I don't fuck with movies that he's in because like the same thing. It's kind of like, who would fuck this creepy dude?
Yeah, but after that, but he really didn't make movies that he wasn't. I mean, he was in most of his movies. You're saying like
Match Point,
to a minor.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, but I just.
Wow. I think you're the only black person that ever saw Match Point.
Dude, that's Scarlett Johansson, man. That was great.
It's like a,
I'm not even a big fan of her. Because you go to whatchamacallit, Gallagher's 2000, you got better, hotter women than Scarlett Johansson.
Strippers were
this whole thing that like women are so hot because they're famous or they're in movies. You go to that strip club during the day, they're better looking than Scarlett Johansson.
And free soup.
And free soup!
It's like, it's amazing.
Well, the crazy thing about that show, Kevin, is that I guess Michael Jackson was kind of grooming the kids to like, so the first base would be like for them to go sleep in his bed. And I just want to say, for this summer, I asked my parents if I could sleep in Brian McCarthy's bed when I go out there, and they are definitely 100% okay with it.
Well, I will make you this promise: if you actually come to New York, you got one free night in the fourth bedroom, buddy. All right, you can come. I will put you up for one night.
I'm just gonna come.
Yeah, come. Right, but I will piss in your asshole. Just say no.
Like, dude's gonna kill you like that kid from a fucking Versace series.
I hope
he's gonna stab the shit out of you. Imagine. Beat you with a sandbag.
I'll send my kids to the house out on Long Island, and we'll just. I'll have you and I'll stay together. The Chad Zumbach suite.
So you're like after he did like once he started doing bad and once he started like dressing weird, I was just like it's too weird. Like people can't handle that much success. They got to do something with it. Like it's like guys, you know, even fucking let's focus on guys like Elvis. Like people, they get that popular, they can't act normal because no one treats them normal and no one says no to them.
Wasn't Lisa Marie Presley like 16 when they met though? Like, he's a similar kind of dude.
Yeah, but at least he was fucking women, so that made him more. He was fucking a dude, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I'm a homophobic, but I just think in popular culture, it's still better. Like Woody Allen, you can't just start fucking your daughter.
We want to fuck. The heart wants what it wants. I'm doing my
best. That's what he says. Heart wants what it wants. First of all, I get the convenience of it. She's already at Christmas, so then you just go, like, let's go upstairs. And then, you know, but then he's taking her to the fucking Knicks games, and it's just like, it's just...
Yeah, you got creepy.
Yeah, fucking weird.
I also think Michael Jackson, it's weirder if he didn't fuck the kids.
Yeah, if he was, like, a genuinely good person, just had all these kids in his house. Yeah,
I just want to give kids a good time. I'd be like, you're a fucking weirdo. You better fuck one of these kids, you weirdo.
Yeah, but you know he was, because what he started doing to his face. You know he wasn't acting rationally. You know what I mean?
Well, his nose fell off.
I think it mixed up with Artie Lang. But anyway,
that's not the truth.
That's not the truth, he said.
Listen. I remember for Artie, I was at a
heroin dealer's
house. Fat Black Pussycat on a show, like Ryan Reese's show, right? And like I heard Artie's face got fucked up. I was like, what? What's going on? Because I met Artie a few times. And Artie came on like right after my set. And I like, saw his face. And I was like, "How the fuck does that happen to somebody?" Like,
crazy.
It looks like one of those old school cartoons with the gangsters and then the flat noses. I was like,
"Yeah, he got punched by a gangster."
That's
flat.
A story, right?
But also that's what it looked like happened. It looked like he got an internet, but it never came out. You know what I mean?
Right.
The old style cartoon where it's like bam,
right. Like out of a box. You know? Like telescope punching.
Yeah. Yeah, like a fist like attached to like a thing. Like a jack in a box.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So one more thing. Don't you think Neil would have been tricked as a kid, like, to go over to Michael Jackson's house?
Oh, my God. That's a great point. That's a great point because he's such a star fucker, and so is my mom, that he used to... He meant like REM. Like, I was like, he goes, yeah, I met REM. I go, where? Like, he always wanted to meet people. So he was like, he met the Beastie Boys. Well, that was more normal because he met him through the woman who directed Half Baked, was married to one of them. But he was like, yeah, he would totally would get in bed. Totally get in bed.
The problem
totally
with him is he's a real tattle. I think Neil's a tattletale, though. I think
he would keep quiet.
Because
he's the type, like, all these kids are like little kids. They're scrawny. They're not, they're kind of effeminate. Neil's a big fag. You know, I don't know if he sucks dick, but he's like, he's not a masculine guy. So I think Michael was attracted to that.
The way Rob's a kid, right? Huh? The way Rob's a kid, one of the kids that, like, the guys that confesses in the documentary, he was like, this really, like, freaking, like, striped, you know, sticky up hair, spiky hair.
Yeah.
Poppy guy. He was choreographed for, like, NSYNC and shit.
Right.
But he also fucked Britney Spears, and that's broke up Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake.
He did?
Yeah. That's been the documentary? It's a long-time rumor that he broke up Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears.
Yeah. Did he, like,
I can't believe we didn't get that. I can't believe our sources didn't prove.
I'm like, he got fucked by Michael Jackson and one of the hottest other pop stars in the world.
Yeah.
Talk about the lucky pair.
Very lucky.
Hey, we said lucky same time. When you come to the house, we're going to break out. All right,
well,
OVO.
All right,
OVO.
MAGA.
MAGA.
So R. Kelly is definitely guilty, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have a second tape, right? Don't they? Yeah, there's a second tape, and he was, like, screaming on CSNBC or whatever the fuck he was on this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
CSNBC? No, he's,
I don't know.
He was crying, like, almost. But then somebody
he was crying, yeah.
Somebody put a tweet thing, and I retweeted a guy. Basically, he cries. He was crying in the interview like he cries when he's singing. Like, the same, like, he's so emotional.
Right. Yeah.
That's why women like him, because women like a guy who's very emotional. You know what I mean?
I wish that was true.
Very vulnerable and very emotional. So he's full of shit. He knows what works. You know what I mean? He's like anybody. It's like, oh, shit, women like this when I pretend like I have a lot of feelings.
When I was at the strip club yesterday, I was trying to impress the strippers. I was reading in Braille Charlotte's Web.
So what happened? Your wife probably hung up already.
Yeah, she's
listening.
Oh, we had fun. It was fun.
So how did it happen? Were you just over there?
Yeah, I was over there. I went to Rick's on Monday. I went to Rick's.
He thinks it's random. He says it every week. That's a Charlotte's Web callback.
Charlotte's Web. See? E.B. White. Friend.
E.B. what?
I'd be hungry. I went to Rick's Cabaret right down the block, new sponsor.
Yeah, that's a good club too.
But I was
the best city club.
They're back to back. Like, where are these venues?
Well, from here, Rick's is like 4 blocks away. It's like a 5-minute walk.
Okay.
So I was there on Monday, and I was alone at the bar, and then this girl was talking to me, this African girl, very pretty girl, from these islands on the coast of Africa, like by the Canary Islands, and then she was like, "Do you want to dance?" And I was kind of like, I'm all right. And then so I gave her $5. I said, go get like a Starbucks. I literally said,
get a coffee so you could shit on the next guy's ass.
Yeah, oh, whoa. Now,
oh, cool, though.
Off. Oh, damn it, culo. I got a nice brownie for you. I little oven. My make a oven, culo oven. So anyway, so she, so I got up Tuesday morning and I was like, you know what? Like, I'm not really feeling like I had a strip club experience. So I was like, I went to the gym, did that. And then around like 1 o'clock, I was like, I want to go to this place, Gallagher's 2000, which is in Long Island City. And I said, so I called Adam and he picked up. Usually Adam doesn't pick up. And Adam is a producer for Miserable's Company and also my podcast. And I was like, what are you doing this afternoon? He's like, I'm editing. I've got this. Blah, 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 blah. And I said, you want to meet me at Gallagher's? It's fuck it. Like, have an afternoon.
This is a crazy. I'm just throwing it out. But you want to meet me at Gallagher's?
Right.
He lives over there.
He lives over there, not far away at all. And he goes, they're not open during the day. I said, I think they are. And he checked.
Oh, they're absolutely 100%.
They're open at 11:30. And I said, well, I said, let's go. So he goes, I'll meet you there in an hour. So I jumped in the car, got there, and then it was fun. I mean, I had four experiences. I got four sort of like lap dance experiences, you know.
Different gals.
Different gals. Listen, I can't betray any confidences, you know, with myself and the management at Gallagher's, but it's a very aggressive experience there for a lap dance.
Last time I was there, she grabbed my hand, and she like basically put it on her ass, like as soon as the dance started.
Yeah.
Like, we're not fucking around.
And they're either usually Latin or like some kind of Eastern European thing. There's like no white girls. And so first girl was really pretty girl. Her name is Princess. I don't think that was what her parents named her. But she's a black girl, really hot. We talked about her hair weave for like three. And I'm just saying, and I'm trying to buy them drinks and stuff. And they're like, nah, I'm all right. They're just hanging out. It's like,
yeah, it's 11 in the morning.
No, at that point, it's like 3 o'clock. And then Adam shows up. And then we had, I got a couple dances from her. And she made it like a priority to make sure that the dance was finished to completion on my end.
Princess did?
Princess did, right. And it didn't happen, which is fine. And then
she insulted.
I know. She's like, oh, I feel more like I'm not a prince. I'm a baroness.
I'm going to rip one of these stripes off my, these whore badges.
Exactly. I'll see myself out.
Yeah.
And then second girl is this Ukrainian girl with these giant tits. I mean, and she remembered me. Because I always make a joke. If you ever meet anybody from the Ukraine or Russia or whatever, I always go, do you know who Baba Yaga is? Hmm. You know who Baba Yaga is?
No.
She's the ugliest woman in the world. Okay. She lives in a house on a chicken's leg made of the bones of children she's eaten. So in Russia and the Ukraine, hey, Garrett, if you could pull up a picture of Baba Yaga, that'd be great. Baba Yaga. And then and what you do is you kind of like, it's basically like if you're like, finish your borscht or Baba Yaga will come get you and eat you.
Mm, yeah, yeah. So, it's like, Gollum or something. Like, yeah.
Well, I mean, let's not besmirch the memory of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, but more like a boogeyman. And so Baba Yaga, is it up? I can't even tell. I don't know. No one's even listening to me. But anyway.
Doesn't matter. It's not going to save the story.
I always say to the girls, anybody who's Ukrainian.
There you go. Baba Yaga.
Thank you. Whenever you meet anybody who's Ukrainian or Russian, I always go, you know Baba Yaga? And they always go, yes, I know Baba Yaga. And I go, that's my wife, Baba Yaga. And they go, no, and they laugh. It's like a nice, good icebreaker with Russian prostitutes. So
they go in the bed like, blind man, we'll kill him after shit.
You'll make joke about the wife, make it look like Baba Yaga. So, and then the third one was a Dominican girl. And that was when I said, Adam, pick one out, because I can't see really that well. And he goes, this one's really good. So she comes over, and she was Dominican, thick.
What's her name?
I don't even remember.
Jackie?
Pernil or something? Pork chops? Who knows? So her name was Princess Pork Chops. And then the fourth one, her name was Flaca, which means skinny in Spanish. And she was a fucking knockout.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm not confirming or denying, but
she was Spanish?
Yeah, she's Dominican. Barely spoke English.
That's how I like them.
Yeah, really. But I'm telling you, man.
All I need to know is do the dishes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all they really need to know in English.
I feel like this pork could be roasted more. But when you told us that you enjoyed New Orleans strip clubs, why is that?
Because they got barely legal and you could touch. And some of those tits were extremely soft.
Right.
It was
barely legal.
It's like 18, I guess.
Oh, okay. 18, okay. I think you'd be 18 in New York, too.
What is that? Is that the name of a club? Barely legal?
The club, yeah. Right off of Bourbon Street.
Oh, wow. Oh, so it's barely legal.
Yeah, some of my boys to me for my bachelor party.
So where are you from originally?
Originally from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Okay. Yeah. So you went to New Orleans for your bachelor party?
Yeah.
Wow.
From here, though, right?
Yeah, from here. I've been in New York like 17 years.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So you all flew there?
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
It was dope. Had a balcony on Bourbon Street.
Damn. What time of year?
I was drunk the whole fucking time.
What time of year?
December, mid-December, which was kind of rough, but...
It was cold?
It was cold as fuck, but we had a great time. Like, I mean, we were hammered the whole time, like from the airport to the airport back.
It probably wasn't expensive that time of year, right?
No. The balcony was like really cheap for like 12 of us. They have a whole floor. Yeah,
it's good because it's like going to the Vegas and you're right on the strip. You just get drunk, then you walk to your room, right?
Yeah. Well, when I went to the DR for my 40th birthday, which will be in 4 years, young man that I am.
Who's he doing?
What a Mayra.
The camera's not even on him.
He doesn't know where the camera is. It'd be great if we had a talk. She'd be like, what camera's on? It doesn't matter.
So anyway, Michael,
that's what R. Kelly did yesterday. He goes, which camera am I talking to? Because he wanted to plea right to the masses. Like, hey, I'd have to be stupid to tie a girl up. Why didn't he just go like, I'm R. Kelly. I can get whatever I want in Chicago or anywhere. So why would I tie somebody up? But I think he gets off on that, right? Don't they get off on tying somebody up?
Yeah, I mean, like, because he's fucking, he's got all this power and he's trying to get away with it. But he literally outlined all the things he's being accused of. Like, why would I do this? Why would I take her phone number and then fake it?
Also, the cops were in on it because he would hire, like, off-duty cops to be his, like...
He pulled a Suge Knight?
Be his security.
That's a smart thing to do.
If anybody, so then the cops were in on it, and if the cops were coming over to bust them, the other cops would tip them off.
That's why we never found
the girls from the chains. Release the chains.
Well, you know that one of his big hits was "You Remind Me of My Jeep," but I've heard he's making songs now for younger girls. "You Remind Me of My Big Wheel."
Funny story. Funny story about R. Kelly. He wrote "You Are Not Alone," that Michael Jackson song, and it's actually about abortion.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yep. Found out that random
Michael Jackson
fact.
Sang it? Or they both sang
Michael
it?
Jackson. You never heard "You Are Not Alone"?
I'm sure I have.
Video we have with Lisa Marie Presley, which is very uncomfortable.
Oh, he's like, he's shirtless and white.
After Thriller, I was like, you know what? All right.
That's a good time to tap out, actually. That's after that album.
Thriller. And then the one before was great, too.
Off the Wall?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Quincy Jones was like he produced that, right?
Yeah, Quincy Jones did both of those, and then he.
Yeah, that was his heyday.
Yeah.
And then Quincy Jones left him after that.
I mean, I think Quincy Jones produced like album like records here and there, but like for Thriller, he could produce that like with Michael like fronted.
It was almost like when Mike Tyson was with Gus D'Amato, and then when Gus D'Amato died, it just became a mess. So I think Quincy Jones kind of kept everything.
Yeah, Quincy's like, come on, man, you know it's look good. Shit.
He's like, man, you need to get some of this pussy, not some of that little boosie.
I know. Boosie.
Stop fucking these boys, Michael. Come on, man.
Because he was he had great credentials, but he was still a little street him, right? Quincy Jones. So he could probably talk to him. He was like a father figure to him, where once he was not in the picture, then it was a bunch of yes men.
Yeah, Berry Gordy and Quincy were like
kept
him kind of like on the straight and narrow too more.
Right.
And then
he went white after that.
Yeah, that was the problem.
He looked great in fucking Billie Jean. Like, why did he?
He was a good-looking kid.
Yeah, like, it was
although it's funny because I just watched that documentary about Studio 54 that's on Netflix.
Oh yeah,
the new one. And they have an interview with Michael Jackson where they're talking to like some like report. This is like 1978, like off the wall time, you know. And even then, he was like the big air afro and kind of maybe his first nose job. But even then, he's like, yeah, it's a really private place where we go to the studio and just have a nice time and we dance and I like to dance and just be free.
I still don't understand why celebrities go to like these clubs and then they go to the VIP room. It's like isn't part of the reason to go to the club just to be around other people? Then you're just with other celebrities. So
you want to go through and get the adoration walking
that's
through
what,
the room.
That's really what it's
then
for.
You go to VIP because you want to
and then to treat the peasants like peasants.
People. Exactly. You don't want to fuck with the people.
Like, we're here, but don't fucking get near us, you piece of shit. Well,
apparently, the studio, the real party was in the basement.
But I'm saying all clubs do that. They all have VIP rooms.
Except
Gallagher's. Well, Gallagher's does too. It's the half hour, hour rooms.
Yeah, but they're jerking you off upstairs. What's the point? I mean, allegedly.
Yeah, what's the point? Oh!
Oh! What's the point? What am I, a pencil factory?
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got?
Hey, Kevin. How you doing?
Good.
Brian, I want to ask you, did you ever see that movie, The Way of the Gun?
Yeah, with Benicio del Toro and Ryan Phillippe, right?
Yeah, what did you think about it?
From what I remember, that movie was Cuckoo Bananas, man. That was like a...
Yeah.
Didn't that have the hot chick that got pregnant with Taye Diggs'
kid
and shit?
I mean,
and they both died at the end. That movie was wild.
Oh, it was. I mean, and you enjoyed it. You're talking about Juliet Lewis, right?
Yeah. That's back when I thought she was still kind of attractive.
All right, so let me ask you a question. What do you think that's like the equal as far as action is concerned to a movie like that? Either nowadays or whatever.
As recent, I would probably say, what movie was I talking about? Ant, last time I was here? Hell or High Water.
Yeah, I love that.
Hell or High Water was like kind of like that gritty, like weird, like you kind of like trying to figure out what's going on, like where's this all going to, and great acting. But yeah, I would say probably that's the closest shit.
Do you deal with like, you know, the last 10 years, or what do you think, like, a 1950s or a 1960s movie is cool, like mobster stuff and what have you, or no?
No, not really.
You don't?
No.
Are you guys talking private?
Sorry, Kevin. Hey, Kevin. All right, I'll go on you now. Listen, guys that like sit down and piss in a fucking toilet, they're bitches in prison, by the way.
I don't mind. I'll wear the apron.
Like,
I just want to be protected. I'll go up to the biggest guy in prison, suck his dick.
You get passed around some white supremacist organization.
You know the funny thing about that? It's going to probably be Jimmy Martinez.
I don't mind. Yo.
Kevin, why are you so on your brother, man? Fuck him. Who cares?
I don't know.
You know, listen, the reason why I signed up to this thing is because of your show and Anthony's show.
Thank you.
Okay, so what's the point? So you're sick of me shitting on Neil? Listen, Neil's a cunt, and it comes up a lot.
All right,
so.
And I get that. It's a brother thing and blah, blah, blah.
No, it's more than that. It's not really a brother. It's not like we're sibling rivals. He's just a fucking cunt, and he thinks he's better than everybody. Neil's like a guy who's like...
You're giving him smoke. That's what it comes down to, dude. You're giving him attention. If he's that way, I don't even know who the fuck he is.
It's not really, because he seeks his own attention constantly. Who has fucking Christmas with John Legend and his cunt wife and then puts it on Periscope? You know what I mean? He loves being around celebrities because he knows he gets reflected glory or whatever the fucking term is.
I probably think 50% of it pisses you off.
Yeah. Oh, it all pisses me off. Jeez. But your call right now pisses me off. What doesn't piss me off?
Hey, listen, pal, I'm paying for it. Fucking entertain me. And by the way, Steve, listen, you name drop one more time of where you've been, I don't give a fucking rat's ass.
Steve?
And if you say one more lousy line, I will come down there and choke the shit out of you.
Please do. Please do. That'd be our best show. Hey, he hung up.
Wait, he hung up?
From Boston? I thought that guy liked us.
No, that's a different guy.
Wait, what just happened? Did he just threaten you and call you Steve?
That's the...
Okay.
That's the guy who sounds like Florentine and Dennis Miller. He's a different guy. Yeah, Go ahead, call. We all of a sudden, all the calls, all the callers hung up. I guess we can't follow this guy. We got other calls.
It's like, Brandon, what do you think of this movie? Also, I'm going to kill Brian.
I know, right? Like,
I would love it if somebody come down and choked you because your puns were so bad. And you're still making puns all the way down.
I know he called in, but I didn't like his tone. Dial tone.
That's cool.
Thanks. So how's the marriage going? Jesus. Have a Newport.
Where do you guys live? Brooklyn?
Queens.
Where?
Oh, you're right by Gallagher's 2000.
Yeah,
right
by everybody.
I'm going to check it out. But
stop on a train.
Not saying all that shit, man. You just had someone call and threaten to kill this dude.
Can't say what stop? That's all I ask. I don't ask
Dim Mars.
Astoria or Ditmars?
Ditmars.
Oh, Ditmars.
Yeah.
Moody McCarthy, that's where he lives. Everybody kind of lives.
I pass by Moody all the time.
Oh, yeah.
He lives in the area.
Good egg.
There's a lot of comedians that live actually there. Like, there's Dan Soder.
They're
Justin
all Mars. Live there.
There's also Christian Finnegan.
Yeah.
I was the first one. I was the first one out there. Nobody cares, but I was the first one out there.
He had an 8-acre farm.
I was the first. I was the first motherfucker. I was the first comedian in Queens.
It's like I made Gallagher.
Nobody else was out there. Nobody else. Everybody lived in the city.
Used to be a shithole, right?
People lived in Brooklyn. No, it was the same. It's the same. But I was like, why would you not live in Astoria where it's cheaper? And it's right near the airport, and it just makes so much sense on so many levels. And plus, I wasn't coming and going for auditions where a lot of comics were like trying to get commercials back then. So I wasn't coming and going all day waiting for the fucking N train. But then now it's like probably like 80 comics live out there,
it's
right?
A bunch of comics, yeah.
And I was because when I tell people I live
Christian
in a
Finnegan.
when I live in a store, people are like, "What are you?" And then I live in a store. Somebody picked me up in my house, and I had like a dishwasher. People are like, "How'd you get a dishwasher, motherfucker?" And that didn't start it. But then I saw Marin on at the train one time. I'm like, oh, shit, here they go.
Yeah, he talked about living there in this podcast a few times, but that was back in the 70s.
Because it was just way cheaper. Like, I got a fucking beautiful apartment for like $700. I can't even imagine paying that now. I would suck
only pay
my
a little
dick.
Bit more than that.
You only pay a little bit more than that?
I got like,
you've been
grandfathered
in
a little bit. Yeah, I've been in this apartment for like 10 years.
And it's rent controlled still? Rent stabilized?
No, it's not even rent stabilized. It's just like the fucking landlord. His half of his family lives in the building. So like, and they're all fucking crazy. Like, they're legit, like, legally crazy.
Is he Greek?
He just, no, he's a fucking Guyanese.
So he doesn't mind you staying there?
He doesn't mind us staying. Like, me and
he can tolerate it?
Exactly, yeah. He's
and
just like.
And I'll tell you, if you have a Greek landlord, you don't want to get behind in your rent.
Because then he's going to evict you.
Because
they're known for being, why they're known for being gay?
Why?
Because like Aristotle and Plato and all those guys would talk, basically were very dismissive of women.
Right.
They would just hang around with each other and be like, what do we need women for? Because they're philosophers. I mean, they have a point.
Yeah.
Women will just fuck up everything. They'll want to watch one of those dumb housewife shows. You're like, we're philosophizing here, you cunts. Oh!
Socrates! Oh, listen to you yammer. Yeah, there's a sale on yarn. Congratulations.
You can't. Don't
get some. I'm having
here's
some
the back of my hand.
Yeah. I'm having some baklava. I'm going to baklava the back of your ass. You don't get the fuck out of here.
Oh, good
you
stuff.
You fucking coos.
Good stuff.
Right, oh. Anyway, so you have a guy in these. they have roadie.
Whiplash.
Does your wife live there?
Yeah.
And of course she lives there, but has she lived there for a while?
She lived there like 6 years.
Oh,
yeah, 6 years.
She didn't, because I had a place, and then my girlfriend moved in. She didn't want to move in because she thought it was too small, and then whatever.
You cock.
Well, I fucked up because I have a 2-bedroom.
Yeah.
So like, my friend Mike always makes fun of me about this. He's like, you should have taken advantage of having a 2-bedroom by yourself, because that's like a huge pussy magnet. Like, you could just be like, yeah, this is all mine. Let's fuck in that room. Let's fuck in this room.
Yeah.
Instead of like, I have a girlfriend. Come and live with me like immediately.
Right.
It's fucking terrible. Hey, why don't you suck my dick in my eat-in kitchen? E-I-K.
No, what I would say, I would fuck them in one room and then sleep in the other room, because I can't sleep with it.
Right. Your cunt stinks. I'm going to the guest room.
You sleep in a wet spot. I leave a gigantic wet spot.
Yeah, right. I got a big urethra. Well, I piss.
I purposely fuck my wife on her side of the bed, so like she has to sleep in a wet spot.
She know that?
Yeah. She's onto my game at this point.
She's Dominican, right?
She's Puerto Rican, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, be great.
A little bit lighter. That's how I like him.
Is she? She's from here?
Yeah.
Where'd you meet her?
Norwegian.
I met her in college in St. John's.
Wow.
St. John's. Yeah.
But we weren't dating until way after college, though.
College educated Puerto Rican. 4 times 4 is 16? Go for me. All right, here we go. Get college, here I come.
She works?
Skin.
She has a college education, she works?
Wow.
She's making money?
Not as much as me. I'm doing pretty good.
Are you going to stop? Are you going to have children's?
Maybe. We just we recently had to foster her 2 god kids for like 2 months. Cause
she's Puerto Rican. It's like, you know, family shit.
I think it was on your show, actually. Like, I talked about how her cousin did this video.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yelling at this Asian woman that went viral in New York City.
Yeah, on the subway, right?
And because of that and a few other things that happened, like,
oh yeah, the crazy cousin. Long, I remember this.
Not
now.
Too long after that,
right,
the kids got removed temporarily by ACS and we had to take them in.
Oh, and how old were they?
6 and 7, man. It was fucking...
Oh, rough.
Going back to your whole thing about, like, you know, I love my kids, but fucking kids suck.
Yeah.
Like,
if you're lucky.
They were kids, so, like, they didn't do anything wrong, but I'm just like, these are not my fucking kids, man. Like,
yeah.
And they had bad habits. Like, the mom just clearly didn't do all the things she needed to
they're
do.
They're both boys?
One, the oldest is a boy, the youngest is a girl.
And then they fight, and then you can't really...
Well, I mean, by the, like, 2 weeks in, like, my wife and I had them, like, where they were behaving correctly.
Yeah.
But then sometimes they go with their mom for the fucking weekend, and they would come back fucking shitstorm. It was like...
Were they doing that illegally, going to see their mom?
No, like, the mom had, like, visitation on weekends.
Where, they're back together now?
Yeah, they're back with the mom now, thank God. Like, I told my wife, I'm like, we can't do this forever. Like, I'm not going to be taking care of someone else's kids. Like,
unless they're paying you or whatever.
And they weren't going to. They were like, this is a family arrangement for now, because they didn't want to legally remove the kids. They were just like, this is a temporary situation.
It was the city, not the family.
Yeah, the city's
right?
Fucking terrible. I hate New York City and everything like that.
They fuck up everything. Once they get involved, it becomes a disaster.
Yeah, ACS, I actually had this new bit. I tried it at the Bell House, and there was a lot of groans and stuff, but it was like, it's my life. I was talking about how ACS never really vetted my wife and I. We were just like, yeah, we have like fingerprints with the DOE because we went to go school to be teachers and shit. And they're just like, okay, cool. They dropped off the kids and that was it.
Yeah.
How do you gauge if you're a good foster parent? Is it just that you don't fuck the kids? Like,
yeah.
You know, what's the measure, the metric?
They didn't give you a urine test to see if you're on drugs or anything.
Nothing.
Nothing.
He says, literally hit all my edibles.
Wait, he's got a pun coming. Go ahead. What is it?
Jesus.
You're not in trouble. You're in, like, you are not in.
I know what it is, Brian.
I'm giving you on a silver platter.
The best part is he makes puns, and then he can't tell why people aren't laughing. He's like, did you not hear this? Because he can't read the room.
Who's the... You're a movie buff, right?
Yeah.
Who's the black guy from The Shining, Scratch?
Oh, Scat Williams? Man Crothers. Man Crothers,
funny,
yeah.
Like, that guy just bursts through the door with an axe, like, and just hits me in the chest like that.
Get the collar?
That's like, such a, like...
Hey, now you're in trouble!
You know what frustrates me so much about that? It's like, literally, there's all this buildup, like, where he goes from Florida back to, like, where the fuck they are. He takes a little, that little tractor thing to get up the hill. Right. He literally walks in the front door. It's like, hello? 10 steps in, stabbed in the heart.
I like when
that's the end of his story. I'm like, what the
fuck? He calls the other black guy in Colorado, and he goes, turns out the caretaker was a real asshole. I had to go. I witnessed horrible parenting today by a Hispanic. Sorry.
You know they're Hispanic.
Because I can smell
Hispanic?
The frijoles. I got on the train. Let me just say this. I got the F train, and I'm in the back of the train. I'm standing. I like to, I listen to like a health podcast, and they're like, we sit too much. So I'm trying to stand a lot.
You should read the paper with your blind stick. It's a gag.
It feeds Truman. Anyway, it's a history joke, anybody?
If you had those glasses on the blind stick and you read a Braille version of Charlotte's Web, you go viral. I just want you to know on the train.
Yeah.
Everyone would take a picture
of you. She's discovering girls. She's discovering boys now. She's discovering boys. You know, like, right. So, anyway.
There's a spider.
You could use it for your Patreon.
Listen, my Patreon's blowing up. So, anyway, so I go, and there's this Hispanic woman. She's got this giant stroller, and we stop at 4th Avenue. I take the F train to get in the city. I live in Park Slope. Stop. Doors open. She's taking her fucking... Oh, she's going to take the stroller, put it through, and leave the train. She's taking her time. All of a sudden, she's got the stroller in between the doors.
Yeah.
The doors... I'm standing in the handicap area, ironically, holding the thing. Doors close on the stroller. And she just looks at me. I'm like... Because I'm worried the train's going to start to go.
Yeah.
Because there's the second time it happened. And so I just start pounding the black rubber, you know? And it opens, and she just looks at me, and I go, go! Go! Get the fuck off the train! Yeah. So she did, and she was like,
Maybe she's trying to get you to go with her.
I would have fucked her. Well, you going to Gallagher's? Let's go.
Come maybe on that's why she's good. She's like, you coming or not?
Come on that baby's face. Hey, you want some
what?
Milk?
What? Why are you
that's the
come?
First time. I've done a lot of shows with you guys. This is the first time Kevin's actually made like a genuine, like, what the fuck?
Why would you come in the baby's face?
The baby wanted it. I don't know.
The baby was asking for it?
Yeah,
get go, 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 go.
A little whore baby. A little whore, a little Hispanic whore baby.
Puerto Rican. What was the priest that, like, would have kids, like, massage his feet and then he would jerk off on their faces? Did you guys hear about that?
Father Awesome? I don't know. Was this? No, it sounds. I mean, I don't know. Is it new? Now, I just heard on the way.
Where we went to school, there was a lot of faggy priests, you know. We knew something was up.
Now, do you think, like, there's, like, truth to that, the fact that they can't fuck, so that's where all that repression goes?
Yeah.
Or, like, do they, just, like, the Catholic priesthood just has, like, a lot of pedophiles that are also...
I think
they use it. They use it to hide. They use it to hide their homosexuality because they know they can't get married. So that was, like, a underground railroad for gay white dudes.
Hold on, wait. Are you talking about Harriet Tubman?
Yeah. So, you know, because it was back in the day. It was like a gigantic.
It made me laugh.
It was a gigantic thing for if your son became a priest.
Yeah.
It was a gigantic thing for the family because you got blessings from the family, and it was a very and. But you can't tell somebody that you can't tell a dude he can't fuck because he. That's why I think that's why my theory now is like as dudes get older they die sooner than women because once you're like you're not fucking anymore and you're never gonna fuck anybody new you're like let me just die you know what I mean so there's a part of you that like needs to fuck to not lose your sanity
life, you know huh?
Yeah it's part of your fucking job to reproduce so ask your fucking Puerto Rican wife. Anyway, I'm kidding, of course. So you can't tell a dude. And then again, I think it becomes excessive. But most of them are gay, I think. But then it becomes an accessibility thing. Like they're dealing with altar boys and they're
and then
you just want someone to touch your dick. You know what I mean? Like you go to the doctor to get your physical. You want the doctor to touch your dick. You just want different people to touch your dick. So.
I think it's great. Like 70 years ago, though, he'd be like some Irish.
7 or 70? And how would he be Irish accent?
Here we go, ready?
Oh, good.
Be some mother at the table. Yeah, my effeminate son is entering the seminary. Entering the priest, everyone's clapping. He's like licking his lips. Like,
One priest we had, Father Givy, he was like so effeminate. Like he could almost like had wings coming into the church. Like
our Father,
he was
who
so.
Art in heaven,
he was
hallowed be thy name.
Yeah, practically, he was so light in the loafers, and then he quit the. He quit the priesthood to become to get married, but I still think he was gay. He was just, it's a lot of sexual confusion because they get him early too. They get him like 18, 19, 20. And that's what they used to join. So they wouldn't go to college. They would join the seminary. They would go to
just fuck all the nuns.
My dad went to seminary school and
nonsense.
My dad went to seminary school and so did, I think, two of his brothers because they were like, they didn't know what else to do. And then they were like, fuck this, we're out, you know.
I have a cousin, well, second cousin. He drank himself to death and he was always rumored to be gay and he became a priest. And
he jerked himself to death?
Drank himself to death.
Oh, okay.
Jerked himself to death.
Wait, holy shit.
He ate so much jerk chicken. He just loved Jamaican food.
So he drank himself to death?
Let me get some more of the jerk chicken, man. I'm hungry.
He drank himself to death. As when he was a priest?
Well, he's a priest, yeah. And he was in the closet.
And that's another thing, alcoholism, because they're lonely, that no one will fuck them. They're ashamed of what they're thinking about doing, so then they just get drunk, you know what I mean?
He He was drinking a gallon of, like, Fleischmann's vodka a day.
That doesn't even impress you, does it?
No, I mean, I'm like...
That's before breakfast.
Exactly. What a pussy. Come on, faggot, drink.
I drink more before, say, like, it's like the old...
The Navy thing, we drink more before 8 a.m.
9 a.m., then you... I drink more before 9 a.m. than you do all day.
Fleischmann's. I don't drink that Jew liquor. Liquor, right? As a matter.
It sounds cheap.
It does. Or Warsaw. Yeah. There's a vodka there called Newark. That's what you...
No, it is. Newark?
Newark vodka.
I can't wait to see the logo for that.
Newark.
Yeah, it's just like a Newport put out in a baby carriage.
Homeless lady.
Exactly. Do you drink?
Yeah, of course.
What do you like?
Tequila recently, but I got some white Hennessy from DR when I was there.
Oh, no kidding.
You drink with your wife?
Yeah.
You guys sit around and get drunk?
Yeah, sometimes. We get high mostly, though.
In the house?
That's better. Like, yeah.
At what part of the Dominican Republic were you in?
Fucking Santo Domingo.
Oh, no kid. What are you doing down there?
A wedding. We were there for a friend's wedding.
Oh, wow. Girls are beautiful down there.
They are, but like, I'm not a fan. DR is the first time I've had like actual racism in a long time. We were at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Okay.
Resort, which is in Punta Cana. And then...
Where? Punta what?
Punta Cana.
I put over by the radiator.
It all sounds sexual. The Punta Canta. I don't know. I got a fucking slight hard on from
at the fucking resort. There's a lot of African Dominicans, and they all treat me like shit, which is like crazy because I'm in this 5-star hotel and
you can
shit.
Read.
Yeah, that too. Like, you know, I'm like, I'm just chilling by the pool.
Why are they treating you like shit?
I don't know, man. I'd be like, go to the bar and ask for a drink, and they'd be like, nah. Like, they were actually refusing me service, yeah. I'd, like, go to management and
go to the colored end.
Exactly. That's your water fountain. Go ahead. No pina colada for you, Moreno.
Jesus.
Yeah. Well, they have a thing there because Haiti has a border with the DR. Yeah. So, like, there's a huge immigration issue because Haitians come into the DR. And
Haiti was destroyed with the...
I'm just saying.
Well, I know, but I'm just like, what the fuck does that have to do with me? Like, these are actual, like they looked Haitian. Like, and I don't understand, like, the beat that
Haiti
Haitians
got destroyed with the hurricane, right? Or the
earthquake.
Yeah, we forget. I just know a lot of people were supposed to donate.
It's your tomorrow.
But then, of course, they would go to the DR for jobs, right?
Pens running around.
Yeah, remember? What was that, a hurricane or earthquake?
Yeah, it was a earthquake. No, a hurricane.
It's so fucked up. They fuck with Haiti, but not with the DR. Like, I don't even understand it. It's the same island, right?
It's just poor, but it's a lot wealthier. Haiti's a mess.
And it's also the colorism thing. Like, the Haitians are, like, mad dark. Dominicans always have this issue with, like, complexion and shit, within their race. So that's why I was like, to my wife, I'm like, why the fuck are they all so mean to me? It's just like... Because you're a black guy from America who's at this resort, and so everyone's just like, what the fuck is he doing here?
Fuck this guy.
Yeah.
Because
they're
used to just white people.
Well, yeah, they're just used to rich, like, Spanish or white people.
So they think you should be working there or not.
Pretty much. But that's the first time I felt like that versus, like, in other countries where, like, African workers and stuff are, like, happy to see someone like me just, like, traveling and doing shit.
Like, wait, have you been to Africa?
No, but, like, I'm talking about when I went to Europe. Like, there's a lot of African immigrants and stuff like that.
Look at, he made it. Look at this one.
George Jefferson.
The dude actually came up to me at the Eiffel Tower, of all places. Like, he's like, where are you from? I'm like, New York. He's like, I know a brother there. And just smiled at me. I'm like, all right. And he's like, hey, do you know Atlantic Avenue? I'm like, it's a...
Everybody knows Atlantic Avenue. New York. You know Pacific Avenue? I know all the ocean avenues.
It's like, that's a...
Have you ever played this game with a fellow with a strange hat?
Right. Yeah. You get $200 in jail. Is that true? You're like, yeah. Come on over here. We're going to love you here.
Is that where you got in jail?
Well, you go to jail, you got to pay $200 to get out.
Oh, I have Monopoly job. I thought they give you money for
you made it
while
like
you're there.
You money while you're in jail.
I thought they gave you a per diem while you go to jail.
My glasses.
Yeah, after like 70 years, you get $200.
Yeah, do they eventually give you some money?
I mean, if you work like, you know, you get paid like, what, 30 cents a day or some shit, depending on what the job is in prison?
Can you imagine being in an NCAA where these guys make the teams millions of dollars and they don't get anything? It's fucking sick.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah, the coaches.
They took away the games because they wanted some money from that shit.
Yeah, everybody gets rich, and the players, they're just playing for free. They can't even go home because the kids that are on the basketball teams, they're not rich kids. So they can't go even fucking home for Christmas. So it's fucking ridiculous if they don't pay them.
And they're always like, oh, but they're getting free education. I'm like,
but they only go for, they know they're going for 1 year, and they know it's a joke anyway. They're not going to fucking get 4-year education, and they don't need it because they're going to make their money as soon as they go pro anyway, you know? I would have such a fucking attitude if I was a black dude. I'd be like, mother, I would get on the subway. I would, give me your seat. I would just go fucking some fucking nerd Dan Ammon. Get up.
Kick over that big carriage from that Dominican woman.
Yeah.
Fuck your kid.
The door's closed in the face. She's like.
Some people just. Some people they don't give a shit. They you see women crossing the sidewalk and they leave with the stroller because they figure hit the stroller first if you're gonna if traffic comes into us.
I have a question for you guys. You know that woman that fell down the stairs carrying her baby that died or whatever.
Yeah.
Did someone die like when she was doing that.
Yeah.
I'm like. Be more careful.
No, like, when I fell,
I fucked up in saying that. Like, I'm like,
my baby would have died. My baby would have died with my fall last week if I hadn't like one of those front knapsacks.
Baby Bjorn things.
My baby would have been crushed. I'd be like, "Are you okay, baby? Because I'm a mess. My arm's broken. Are you okay, baby?"
Imagine like the news too. They'd be like, "A 67-year-old man was fine today, but his baby died."
if they really sent my age in a paper, it would be like, "I didn't know he was that old. Holy shit, he looked good.
He's all right. He moisturizes. Clearly."
No, I literally. I think sometimes people want to have it look like an accident, but they want their baby dead. You know what I mean?
You think?
Because I want the baby lived.
The mom died. Right.
Yeah. So was it in the carriage or was it like a baby Bjorn situation?
I'm not sure. I just remember hearing the story and wondering how.
So I'm saying, wait,
she
New
must
York
have hit her head and just.
I talk to my wife about this all the time. Like, if we have kids, we got to figure out because she's 4'11". I'm like, we got to figure out how you can get around with a fucking kid because I'm not one of those people that's like. I want someone to help my wife every time she's going up and down the stairs and the
right.
I do it. I'm
I hate that shit when women are just like looking around like, who's going to help me with this kid?
It's not set up for kids. The subway's not set up for kids. New York's not set up for kids.
New York's not set up for anyone. If you're not an able-bodied person, no offense, Kevin.
Yeah.
But if you're not an able-bodied person, you can't get around. Like,
you can't. I still see to this day people are just waiting for help with the stroller. That's why I don't know how these single moms do it. Because it's like, you know, like snow day to snow day on Monday, and then you just got to go like, hey, I can't come to work. They probably get sick of it, but just going up and down the stroller by yourself waiting. I mean, you can meet guys that way, but guys in New York don't want to hook up with some woman who already got a baby with some other dude.
I always help, and I always have this weird thing in the back of my head when I get to the top of the stairs. She's going to go, thank you, you want a blowjob? I'd be like, yeah.
I don't.
You don't. Well, you used to be in porn, so.
Yeah, it used to be. I was in porn earlier this morning looking at it.
I never help. And this is one of the reasons why. Recently at the 7 train, my friend and I were walking, and this woman needed help with her stroller. And I'm like, I'm not fucking helping her. He's like, I'll help her. Grabs the front of the stroller, and he's another black guy. And he's carrying up this white kid and his mom's like in the back, like kind of struggling. And the kid just starts beating him, screaming, no, no, like hitting him.
Black kid?
The white kid in the stroller is hitting my black friend, just like, no, no. And I'm like, this is clearly like a weird race thing going on. That's why I'm not helping this fucking baby. Because you don't know the kid that's in this carriage. Also,
that would have went viral.
I was white laughing. Kid.
His first words, get off me, you know.
I was laughing epithet. Racial epithet.
Do you guys ever watch that show? Did you watch that show?
Crashing?
No. God, no.
Crashing. So many people watch that show. When I was in Crashing, people were like, oh, great job. I'm like, you watch Crashing?
Comics watch Crashing.
No, but other people, I'm like, Jesus, people got a lot of free time. Go ahead.
It's a very comic show.
It's a show called The Nick. It was on
Colin,
with Clive Owens.
Clive Owens, yeah.
Right. And the first episode, they are there's a black, there's like a family that like gives money to the hospital. Yeah. And it's set about 1900, and there's this black, you know, a doctor who they raised by the family, and his mom was a maid in the house, and they put him through Harvard and blah, blah, blah. And then Clive Owens, he's like, I don't want to hire him because it's going to be a big pain in the ass for everybody. And then at one point, the hospital administrator goes, I see your point. Do you think I want some dusky coon rolling the aisles? I was drinking a Gatorade. It came out of my nose. It's like some dusky coon roaming the hallways.
Right, it's like, who wrote this beautiful mess?
Thanks for cleaning it up for Brandon.
He was dusky.
It's probably worse.
I know. He's a dusky coon. I was just like, oh, my God. Because it's very appropriate today. It's a really great show. I mean, it was just. And the
channel
probably would have been said at the time.
Yeah, when it was like
Cinemax, they're still around.
Yes, yeah, watch at night the finest R-rated movies Europe has to offer.
Cinemax, Stars.
That's a deep cut Simpsons reference. In case you want to know. Right. Emmanuel 19, Emmanuel in space.
I just watched the episode where Homer finds out his friend's gay, with fucking what's his name Waters.
Tom Waters.
John Waters. Yeah. And there's a line where Marge is like, Homer, he prefers the company of men. And Homer's like, who doesn't?
That's so great. That is a classic.
White shirts are for fat guys.
Or back to the Greek philosophers. I mean, after a while, you're like, all right, honey. Right? Aren't you sick of your wife already?
No, I know. We had sex today. We had sex three times last week. See, you and I, this is where you and I don't really, like, line up. Because I legitimately, like, not love that you don't wife. Love your wife, but, like, we don't, you have an antagonistic relationship with your wife. You
guys, with everybody.
Yeah, with everybody, right. I don't fight with my wife. I think it's great. We had sex this morning, and when I jacked it, I said, oh, mother, I'm coming. Mother, I'm coming. Here comes the juice. And she just started laughing while I was coming. I don't know.
Where was she, reading a book?
Nah, she was in the same room as me.
She's trying to read Braille.
Right, exactly. I was like, let me, you know, so we're not, we're only, because my wife recently quit her job, like, just quit it. She was like done with her shit. So now she's home all the time. But me?
I think that's dope. Like, that's,
yeah, she's, I mean, we're apparently.
She's going to have to work soon, right?
I think we're okay. I don't know. I
but that's,
how long?
I had some really good years. So
that's what everybody thinks. Everybody thinks they're okay until they're not.
Well, we'll be fine.
Money goes fast in New York.
He's on top of it. By it.
Talking about your sex life again?
Yeah. No, it's all right. I told her. I said, look.
How's she going to be on top of it if you're spending $5K on a Planet 2000, where the fuck that strip club was called?
I'll go 2000. Yeah, what'd you blow?
I was in for, and actually not that much, two and change.
Did Adam get any action?
No. Adam's a bit of a tightwad.
He is.
He really is a bit of
no,
a...
No, he just, you know, he just likes the company.
This Adam, he's the producer of
yeah, I met Adam.
You know Adam. So anyway, but he loves black girls, Dominican girls. Like, he's that's his thing. Yeah. But, you know, I'm just like a goofy white guy. I'm like, oh, lap dance.
So with all these hot women, he didn't bite it at all with any?
He
didn't
feel
any
like they're not hot, and Brian's just like, doesn't know any better.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't get any lap dances or anything?
No. That's, he had a couple of drinks. Weird. He watched me eat a cheeseburger.
He's going to watch me eat an ass.
You go upstairs in the day, no security up there.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You could, like, literally.
He's directing me up there.
Yeah, you could literally do whatever you want. As long as she's cool with it, you can literally do whatever you want.
They're like, whatever.
Yeah, if you're, I think if you're a white dude and you smell like you have a little bit of money on you.
Yeah. I had a collared shirt on.
How do you think I would do, even if I have a lot of money?
Well, I mean, you're fine. I mean, you, God, it sounds so horrible, but like,
Don't say it if it sounds horrible.
No, but you don't have a black.
You're not a dusky coon. That's what he meant to say.
I was waiting for him to land the bomb, and it came out of here like fucking Jurassic Park.
Because I know he's trying to make it pretty.
Right.
Because we're about to wrap it up.
You know, you're very well spoken.
Oh, jeez. All right. Thanks, Joe Biden. All right.
He said that? Joe Biden said that?
Yeah, he said that about Obama when they were like, before they were running mates.
That's so great.
He's like, he's well spoken. That's what everyone said about Obama when he was running.
Yeah. Look at him go.
He is articulate, but it does sound a little racist when you say a black dude.
Look at this one over here.
You don't be you messing up his verbs and adjectives.
Oh, Russia's a motherfucker. Jimmy Ortiz for president.
He knows children's is doesn't need an S.
Right.
Children's.
Yeah. Where's the tariff bill at?
Where's it?
Did you go to? You went to the college, the basketball school in
St. John's.
Thank you. Yeah, okay, yeah. Good. So you moved from Ann Arbor.
Yep.
You still have lots of family there.
I got like distant relatives and stuff like that. But my main family lives in Florida.
What part of Florida?
Fucking Villages. Have you ever heard of it? It's like a retirement community
giant. It's like that.
It's at the highest STD rate in like.
Yeah.
Fucking Florida, yeah.
People all have STDs.
Yeah, all they do is fuck.
It's like an
alley. All they do is fuck, drink, and ride around golf carts.
Yep.
Sounds pretty good. Where do I sign up?
Yeah.
I love golf carts. You would be. I already have the STD covered.
Hey, by a stroke of luck, his mother lives down there. Golf carts.
Oh, somebody, I forgot to put, somebody, Luke Perry died of a stroke,
right.
Somebody put on one of my Facebook, different strokes, they had Keith Robinson, Keith Robinson, Luke Perry, Patrice, and Dick Clark.
Oh my gosh.
It was funny because it was like two black guys, two white guys, different strokes.
Oh, man.
The world don't move to the beat of just one drum. So what with the Oscars? I know you're a movie buff, right?
Yeah.
Did you think it was? Did you see The Green Book?
Yeah, I saw it.
What'd you think?
It was a good movie. I just I didn't think it was the best movie.
Well, it looks bad on Hollywood if the best movie they give their own they give themselves an award is not even a good movie. You know,
that's the thing I've always hated about.
If Hollywood thinks that's their best movie, then it's an indictment on them.
That's why I've never fucked with like that Best Picture award. Like it's always just like a popularity contest. It's never actually the movie that's.
It's not a popularity contest. It's a popularity contest with the movies that they think or have a message or progressive
like that
or
movie
whatever.
Crashing was horrible.
Crash, yeah, I know what you're talking. Or like, I remember like Shakespeare in Love one over Saving Private Ryan. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, what?
I like that movie when remember when Bradley Cooper was like a sniper and
American
and,
Sniper, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was a really good movie. And the fact that wasn't even nominated, I was like, this is fucked up. And then the Michael Keaton movie, Birdman or whatever,
yeah.
I saw that on a plane. I'm like, this is garbage. It's like I guess it's a movie, like it's well made, but I don't give a fuck. It's not entertaining. They should have a black Oscars where, because black people don't fuck around. They want to be entertained. They don't want some fucking highfalutin message.
Yeah. You know my favorite?
Soul Plane. best picture goes to Soul Plane.
I went through a period in the mid-90s.
Soul Plane is not entertaining, by the way. I saw it recently. It's not entertaining.
Doesn't hold up.
No, but I'm just saying. I'm making a joke. But imagine the fucking black Oscars. It would be hilarious. Kevin Hart would make all these fucking hilarious jokes. The ratings would be crazy.
Kevin Hart would be like hosting Steve Harvey would be live tweeting because
didn't
get invited.
Yeah, it would be hilariously fucking entertaining.
Yeah, so it would run late, though.
A little. It would start late. It would probably start.
It would run late, but it'd be short as fuck.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
the opposite of the Oscars.
One of my
started at midnight. It started at 9. People are like, what's this motherfucker? Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like Lauren Hill
watching on YouTube.
Who's that? Like Cat? What's that guy's name? Cat Williams comes out. Yeah. You know, man, best cinematographer, man. Look at that.
The fucker.
You know what's great? I went to a huge blaxploitation thing in the early 90s, like across 110th Street and whatever. But remember Rudy Ray Moore?
Yeah.
Remember Devil's Son-in-Law?
Mm-hmm.
It's such a Petey Wheatstall, Devil's Son-in-Law. Yeah. This guy, like, he fucks the devil's daughter, who's so ugly. I don't know why. And then he's like the devil himself. But the whole movie's done. He's like rapping. You remember Rudy Ray Moore?
Oh, of course.
Are you serious?
I don't know if our listeners do. We got to go anyway.
What has references?
I always wanted to be Sonny Boy Williamson. Is he still around?
No.
He used to be in those blaxploitation movies. Remember?
No, I don't know.
Like Superfly and
the only person I know, only people I know that are still around from blaxploitation movies are Pam Grier and Richard Roundtree. Those are the only people around.
Another great name, Richard Roundtree.
Oh, Pam Grier is so hot.
Yeah.
Jeez, I mean, she's probably still hot.
All right, this Saturday I'm in Brick Wall. I don't even know what the fuck. I don't know if that's the name of the place. I think it's that name of the place. Brick Wall. Burlington, New Jersey, 7 and 9:30 this Saturday.
Great Co Factory there.
And next Friday, I'm in Valley Forge at that shitty casino outside of Philadelphia. And then I'm in a week from the Saturday, I'm in South Jersey, Stone Harbor with Shuley. So it's the first time I ever worked with Shuley. You know Shuley?
Yeah, yeah.
He's a good guy, right?
Sure, right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you got any plugs?
Yeah, just check out my movie podcast, Medium Popcorn, Niggas Spoiling Movies, out every Wednesday, or you can sign up for Patreon.
Dope. You got Patreon?
Yeah, yeah.
And who are you doing with?
What do you mean?
Mike Brown's not there anymore, right?
Oh, no, it's my friend Justin Brown.
Okay.
Yeah.
You always got to work with the Browns.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm in the Brown family, man. Check out AmericanCollins.com for my dates. I got a lot of shows coming up, but I don't remember them off the top of my head. So.
And, of course, BrianPMcCarthy.com. Go to the shop. Tons of fun stuff. Click on shop and then go to Gay for Pay. Promo code $5 off.
Excellent. All right. Thanks, Brandon Collins.
Thanks to
the booth. Thanks to Compound. Misery Loves Company on iTunes, Patreon. I just got my Patreon. Donate. Why not?
Donate.
You can write it off, I think.